It is Thursday, September 12th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
North Carolina Republicans take exploiting 9/11 to a new low as they vote to override a budget veto in a half-empty assembly during a September 11th remembrance. Meanwhile, the Daily Beast reports that Trump is thinking about giving a $15 billion bailout to Iran. I think I can actually hear John Bolton's head exploding. And lastly, the Israeli government is accused of planting a mysterious spy device near the White House in order to capture Donald Trump's cell phone contents. Ooh.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
On Wednesday morning, while North Carolina lawmakers attended an event memorializing the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, the state's Republicans called a surprise vote to overturn Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto of the state budget. GOP legislators had told Democrats, along with the local media, that no votes would be scheduled on the morning of September 11th. Then, with nearly half the lawmakers absent and only a handful of protesting Democrats in the chamber, Republican leaders held a vote anyway, overriding Cooper's veto by the necessary three-fifths majority. And remember, the problem with the Republicans is supposedly Donald Trump. The Daily Beast reports that Donald Trump is considering a French plan to offer a $15 billion credit line to the Iranians with the stipulation that they again comply with the Obama-era nuclear deal. Sources tell the Beast that State Department officials, including Mike Pompeo, are also open to weighing the proposal in which the French government would effectively ease the economic sanctions on Iran that Trump and company put in place over a year ago. Trump is reportedly considering a meeting with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani at the United Nations General Assembly in September, and the Beast sources say that foreign officials are expecting Trump to either agree to cooperate on the French deal or to offer the easing of some sanctions on Tehran. It's like the Obama deal, just better because it's mine.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Political reports that the U.S. government has concluded that Israel was most likely responsible for installing cell phone surveillance devices that were found near the White House and other sensitive locations around Washington, D.C. The miniature surveillance devices, colloquially known as stingrays, mimic regular cell towers to fool cell phones into giving them the contents of calls, location, and data use. Though it's not clear whether the Israeli efforts were successful, sources tell Politico that the devices were likely intended to spy on Donald Trump, as well as his top aides and closest associates. According to the report, the Trump administration did not take action against Israel's government, unlike when other blatant incidents of foreign spying have been discovered by the FBI. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Newsweek reports that ICE is building a state-of-the-art urban warfare training facility that will simulate homes in Chicago and the Arizona area. Nice. The Supreme Court says Trump can block migrant asylum claims at the border. Now, in order for Central American migrants to apply for asylum, they must apply and be denied asylum in Mexico first. CNN reports the Trump administration is considering destroying homeless encampments in California and moving residents to, quote, facilities. A group of White House officials are on what they call a fact-finding trip in Los Angeles this week. And Bernie Sanders leads Joe Biden in New Hampshire, according to a new Franklin Pierce University Boston Herald poll released on Wednesday. The poll shows that 29% of likely Democratic voters in the first primary state said they support Sanders, while 21% are backing Biden and 17% in favor of Elizabeth Warren.
Quicker,
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.